You are listening to a sermon by Henry Neufeld, recorded on Sunday, July 25th, 2021, at Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Thank you. She was blind, totally blind. An illness in her early teens resulted in a loss of vision, a total loss of vision. Recently retired from her profession, she was one of elderly people I drove to medical appointments. Over time, I got to know her quite well. She grew up in a poor family, and she and her sisters asked their mother to teach them how to knit. Mother said she would do that, but she only had one set of knitting needles, and there was no way she was going to let her kids use them. Dad was a somewhat creative individual, provided the solution. He took the longest nails he could find, sanded them so they were smooth, and that's what this young girl and her sisters used to learn to knit. She continues to knit all her life, and on one occasion asked me to drop off a bag of her knitting, socks, mittens, toques, at a local charity. She had learned to knit before her blindness and continued to knit all her life, but no longer used nails. Picking her up, I'd knock on her door. She'd come out, lock her door, put her arm in mine, and we'd walk to the car where I'd open the door. She'd get in, put on her seatbelt, and we'd be off to her appointment. At her appointment, I'd walk her in, and the receptionist would take over from there. I told her on one occasion that I had little experience with blind people. So when we encountered stairs or steps, would she like me to say there's a few steps coming or there's a curb up ahead? She said no. She could just hold on to my arm. That was enough. She'd sense when I took a stair or started up a ramp. Once while driving, we were in the middle of some discussion. I commented that I missed the street I should have taken. She said, "That's okay. Just hurdle up at the next street, then left again, and you'll get to my place." Talk about the blind leading the blind. If you met her, you'd find a neatly dressed woman, well-spoken, and with perfect hair. Some of you had more experience with people with disabilities than I have. So why am I telling you about her? Because she taught me something about my relationship with God without ever mentioning God. In a sermon in May, Henry Klippenstein mentioned that we usually are not aware of God's presence right beside us. This lady taught me a few things about God and God's presence. Firstly, I might not be physically blind, but I have my blind spots. And if you want more information about that, you need to talk to Tina. The biggest thing that struck me was how totally dependent she was on me. She had to trust me to take her to the right address and get her back home, even if I sometimes took the wrong street. She said sometimes taxi drivers have dropped her off a block from her destination. So she relied on me to get her to her appointment and back home safely. Now, if I could only trust God like she trusted me, or maybe I should be more aware of the small nudges I get from God. At times, we all need a guide, like when I missed her street. times when we need to be told or shown where to go. But I tend to be independent-minded. I value my freedom, individuality, and personal autonomy. Don't tell me whether to use a mask or not. Don't rob me of my freedom to make my decision. That is selfishness masquerading as individualism. Selfishness. And when someone suggests something to me, how do I know if it's God speaking? The Israelites didn't always trust God, even though they had a direct contact with God through their prophets. They wanted a king like other nations. A king could lead them into battle. Can you imagine the discussion amongst the Israelites? We've got to be the laughingstock of other armies. Because when we go to fight, who leads us? A prophet? Samuel protested to the people, and he went back to God in prayer. And they said, Samuel, we want a king like other nations. And they told Samuel to go back again. And God said, Samuel, don't be upset. People have not rejected you, but me, God. They have constantly rejected me since I liberated them. Accept their demand, but listen, but warn them what will happen. So Samuel, in the passage that was read, clearly spells out what the kings will do. And a couple of things are interesting here that could lead to separate sermons. One is, at least two or three times, God says to him, listen to the people. Listen to the people. And the other concern that he raises is that the people said, we want to be like other countries. Now, that's a very convincing line. There are other countries that do this, and we don't want to be their laughingstock anymore when they go to war. And so it reminded me of what business organizations, countries all do. We want to be like other countries. We want to be bigger and better. Churches sometimes have that problem as well. Back to my friend. She sensed when we approached a step or a ramp. And God knows when we are heading for a rough spot. And often he tries to warn us. And we need to listen and trust God in whatever form he communicates with us. She didn't sit back and let the world go by. She established herself in a successful career. She kept knitting and she listened to her radio. Also, with a disability, my friend determined what she can do and then did it and did it well. That's pretty important. I shouldn't bother trying calligraphy. I'm left-handed, and Laura tells me it's a real challenge to teach calligraphy to southpaws. Well, blindness is a far more challenging situation than being left-handed. She accepted it as an opportunity and made the best of it. I never heard her complain. I never got the impression that she was bitter about anything. And maybe I need to learn to accept my lot in life and to work at changing the things I can change and accepting the others. My experience with her reminded me of a quote from a Susan Howitt novel, where a priest is described as telling the difference between a cure and a healing. A cure is the disabled person who gets up from his bed and walks. That is, the malady is gone. A healing is that same person coming to terms with his lack of mobility, transcending his anger and grief, and becoming an inspiration to all who visit him. A cure and a healing. My blind friend was healed, but not cured. She taught me a lot about God. She was an inspiration to me. Thank you.